Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. A social media post went viral on Monday, attracting the attention of local government officials. For the second time since 2017, the Lawton Veterans Center has been accused of neglecting residents in their care. Criticized for cutting funding over the years to staff their long-term care facilities, the Veterans Administration faces case backlogs and employee shortages. It is not clear yet what has transpired at the Lawton facility that houses as many as 200 residents, but Oklahoma Senator John Michael Montgomery says it has not escaped the government's attention.
So we're working with ODVA, sort of my understanding that they're looking into it. Can't speak to what all exactly who all is investigating and looking into different things. There's a lot to it for sure. I'm not real sure on how many staffing positions are available, how many they actually need, precisely. I think we're kind of having to look into exactly what's going on there. I think part of it too goes back, gets into, is it a quality of staff issue? Is it a quantity issue? I think both of those issues need to be looked at and addressed.
Right. And also the question of family members not being allowed in because of quarantine. And I know that in any long-term care facility, family members will help with the care of the residents. And I think that probably isn't going on as well.
Yeah, and that's really been one of the biggest challenges here too. So this goes for, like you said, all long-term facilities. And talking with the governor's office, previously on this, it's kind of a CDC guideline basis right now is what they're trying to go off of for how to allow access and that sort of thing. Kind of one of the problematic side effects of that is, people aren't, they may not get to spend that time that they need to kind of really look over their loved one. So that's kind of one of the challenges that they're having to look at. I'm hopeful that they are. That's kind of part of what our, encouragement yesterday was, let's try to come up with something creative as to how we can address this issue, appropriately in a safe way, without exposing residents to COVID. I mean, that's been, again, it's a large proportion of, COVID-related deaths have been, in these kinds of facilities. It's really, it's kind of a double-edged sword, essentially. It may be difficult to see an immediate response. There's a lot of folks that are having to look into it, right now. So,
of course.
So it may not, it's definitely not going to be an overnight issue.
Oklahoma City Community College announces its 17,000 students will be taking all their fall 2020 classes online. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports it's the first public college to announce such a move in Oklahoma.
Citing rising COVID-19 numbers, OCCC announced Wednesday it was moving all its classes this fall online. State data show there are almost 1,700 active known cases in Oklahoma County. That many cases means it's unsafe to have students flock onto campus, college officials say, though it will stay open for people who have internet connectivity issues at home. The online-only option is a novel approach when compared to other colleges around Oklahoma. For example, Tulsa Community College announced Wednesday it would be returning with at least some of its students in person. The college, like many others, will make efforts to limit the number of people coming into contact, require masks, and screen people for exposure to the coronavirus. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
In partnership with Cosmetic Specialty Labs, the Lawton Fort Sill Chamber of Commerce will be launching their first virtual fundraiser for office hand sanitizers to the public, with proceeds benefiting chamber operations and production. The new chamber sanitizer will be available for purchase by visiting the Lawton Fort Sill Chamber of Commerce office or by submitting an order form on the chamber website. For bulk orders, please call 580-355-3541. When Oklahoma founding father Alfalfa Bill Murray heard his name was going up on an Oklahoma A&M University building, he wasn't so sure about it.
I said, don't do it. It'll look mighty bad when the politician, next governor, comes along and wipes the name off.
Alfalfa Bill knew he had a complicated legacy. What that legacy means to Oklahoma now, Thursday at 4:45 and 5:45 p.m. and again on Friday at 6:45 and 7:45 a.m. on the Texoma Report. KCCU encourages you to stay safe and keep your loved ones safe by following the recommendations of your local authorities to stay home as much as possible. Wash your hands frequently. Do not touch your face in public. Wear a mask when social distancing is not possible, and do not gather in large groups if you are vulnerable. If you or a member of your household are sick in any way, stay home and self-quarantine. Be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
Ever stop by KCCU's website while you're surfing the web? No? Then you're missing out. You could get in on the latest news, check out your favorite shows, and listen to KCCU live even when you're out of town. There are links to shows, pictures, and local event information. KCCU.org. Got it? www.kccu.org. www.kccu.org. Any questions?
Hi, I'm Rick Steves. You may know me from my travel shows on public television or from my guidebooks. I spend 100 days a year exploring the world. My goal? To help Americans enjoy maximum travel thrills for every mile, minute, and dollar. And coming this week, I'm taking my travels to public radio. We'll be talking with travel experts who venture all over the world. It's new. It's this week. It's called Travel with Rick Steves.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. on KCCU.